Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, whether you want to talk about corporations. That was one of the topics last hour. Also, raising children, toddlers specifically in this case, cursing. At least one toddler has been encouraged to curse on YouTube. I imagine it's several dozen if you were to Google YouTube videos for it. And that's causing apparently some controversy. People are abuzz about this. You know, it's supposedly bad parenting. And you're welcome to share your thoughts. Still to come, apparently some protesters are under investigation for terrorism charges in Oklahoma after unfurling a banner. We'll explain more about that here in moments. And first, to the phones and your thoughts. Nathan is on the line on Skype. By the way, our Skype username is lrn.fm. Go ahead, Nathan.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Allie. Who's in the third chair?
This is Garrett.
Oh, hi, Garrett. Your hair is great.
Oh, thank you.
Go ahead.
So I learned in high school English class that there's two kind of things that come with every word. There's the literal definition of what the word means, and then there's the kind of emotional good or bad kind of the connotation of the word. And I think with these obscene words that people sort of don't want to say, I think usually when people are objecting to saying them, it's because they're uncomfortable with the emotion that's being expressed. In this case, I think a lot of times when you swear, it's the reason you swear is to signify frustration or anger. Mm-hmm. And I think in a lot of these cases, people just don't know how to deal with that. And so they think that if they, you know, prohibit people from saying the word, that will somehow
end frustration for humankind.
yeah.
Feel it again. Well,
or
that's
like,
one reason why I don't want cuss words to like lose their sting, because I want to. I think that's everyone should have that as a language, a rhetoric weapon, you know, to pull out when you really mean it. You know, like for instance, if you're, you know, some people like my mom is like super sweet, and if she says, "Damn." That's like, you know, a bigger
it's
deal
serious.
Than if I say it. It's
yeah.
serious.
Because how
and
often
I know
does she say
it.
That?
Never.
Yeah.
Usually. Sometimes.
My parents are that way, too. They hardly ever cursed. But, you know, if you look at radio shows, for instance, some of these morning shows are notorious for coming up with words to fill in for what the, you know, the actual curse word might be. There was a show on television you've seen it recently, the one where they, Battlestar Galactica, they're using
yeah.
different words in the exact same connotation, so frack instead of the F word, and it's said with the same ferocity, it's said with the same intent and all of that, but that's not illegal. So, you know, making these words illegal or no-nos hasn't done anything to channel someone's anger in a more positive direction or something like that.
Right.
All it's done was they just changed the word.
Yeah, it's interesting. Penn and Teller did a whole episode just about profanity, and there are, like, movements out there to you know, put an end to profanity in culture, and some people even suggest replacing, you know, like officially replacing those words as like a technique to try to get over cussing is to, you know, use shut the front door
yeah.
instead of STFU. And I just think that is like you're saying, Ian, if you say it in the same way, then it means the same thing. Like you haven't somehow like gotten around some loophole. You know, to profanity, you're still using profanity. You're just
but it
being,
is a loophole
you're
because
being creative
you won't get fined.
Right.
You won't get fined for it. If I can
legally,
say frack all night long
True.
Here on Free Talk Live, and I could use it in the same context. I could use it in a sexual connotation too if I wanted to, and it would probably be completely legal.
You really think so?
Probably. If you've ever listened to morning shows before, they frequently will have words like this that they use to simply, they train themselves to just fill in with these, you know, filler words that are the exact same intention as the original curse word. And they don't ever get fined by the FCC.
Oh, wow. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
There's actually a kind of a follow-up question I was thinking of. So not only expressing emotion, but these curse words you could say are often also used as epithets. What do you think about that?
I don't know what that is.
Well, like to insult someone's nationality or gender or religion or you know,
right.
Those, are you talking about like a term like spick or something like that? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, yeah, ethnic slurs and things like that. What do you think about those? Do you think people should avoid those?
Yeah,
those
I think
words
you should generally avoid words that are targeted and generally considered to be offensive towards people based on the color of their skin or the geographic place of their birth. I think that's something you should stay away from.
One thing that I think may have made this video in question more shareable is the fact that it is very casually using profanities and epithets within the video.
The video of the toddler that we're talking about.
Right. If it was people screaming at the toddler, I don't think it would have gotten shared as much, but people are so much probably more comfortable to share a video where people are casually saying these shocking things as opposed to actually screaming them at one another.
I think using cuss words in the derogatory sense is mean if your intention is to be mean. If, like, people might use it in comedy or something like that. They might be referring to the derogatory version of that word. But I don't think that it's... I think it's okay as long as your intention isn't to hurt someone, just like anything
you talking
you
about?
Say.
Are we still talking about racial epithets?
Yes.
I see. I don't know if there's ever any time where it's okay to use the N-word. I mean, I don't...
Really?
Yeah, I really don't.
Well, I guess within artistic performance.
I suppose. It would make me uncomfortable, I mean, period, because I just, you know, it's got so much baggage attached to it.
Well, a lot of
people... yeah, it's almost like saying Voldemort's name in Harry Potter.
Yeah, that's certainly true. Hey, thank you, Nathan, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. So you feel like, you know, there are certain circumstances where you would feel fine with using that word?
No, not right now, but I feel like I hear about words that used to be cuss words, really derogatory. You would never say that out in public, and they mean nothing to me anymore.
You mean like 100 years ago?
Or they mean nothing to anyone anymore.
Like
yeah.
What kind of word? Can you say it on the,
no,
on
I don't,
the radio?
No, I don't have any for example,
okay.
But you know, you can find examples.
Bah humbug, I think, used to be BS.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So that means nothing to us now, and that's because it's not a big deal anymore. That word's
retired when that
changed. As a cuss
How did that happen? How many years did it take for bah humbug
Maybe
to
people
lose
just got
its
over
punch?
It. Maybe... I don't know, and I just want the N-word to be like bah humbug. Can we please get to that point? And I don't know if feeling so scared of it is going to get us there.
Yeah, but did anybody ever use bah humbug when they were stringing somebody up from a tree and lighting crosses on
Maybe.
Fire in somebody's front yard?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah,
if it had a religious connotation, it was possibly burning at the stake.
Let's go to Luke. Luke's on the line in I don't know where. Luke, you're on Free Talk Live on Skype.
I'm in Milwaukee.
Hey, go ahead with your thoughts.
My wife and I just had a son, so a lot of this stuff is at the forefront of my thought recently. But in my own personal experience, I was inundated by swearing as a kid. My mom swore, my grandma swore, everyone that raised me swore regularly. And I think there is a little bit of a cognitive distinction, almost kind of like a switch you have to turn on and off in your head. You know, when you're at work or
did you have issues? I mean, when you were going
to school? Well, no, because I work at a factory where, I mean.
No, but I mean, when you were young, like, you know, the concern here is there's a 2-year-old who's being taught to swear. And of course, the immediate concern from parents is, he's going to say those things in public and, you know, embarrass himself or get in trouble at school or whatever. So did you find that because you were constantly around swearing in the family household, that was getting you in trouble at school, for instance?
Not as a child, no, because I think my guardians made sure that, you know, I knew that there needed to be that distinction made.
So even though your mom was a big-time swearer, she did communicate to you that, look, Kyle, or Luke, rather, you're not supposed to do this when you're outside of the house.
Yeah.
Right, and you got that. And that's what I was saying before. I think that most kids... past a certain age, and I think it's a fairly young point, would be able to get that.
Well, and whenever swearing comes up, I always encourage people to look into studies that have actually shown that people who swear more often are actually shown to be more honest and more sincere. But I do think publicly, I think we've come a long way as far as swearing is concerned, because my mom and dad have told me stories of not too long ago, Carlin was arrested in Milwaukee for his 7-word skit.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yep.
Wow, yeah, I guess we have come a long way. I don't know if you had more you wanted to share, Luke. We'll bring it back if so. 855-450-FREE. If not, thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on swearing and children and parenting. So certainly welcome here at Free Talk Live.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got archives on the website. You go there and click and download. They're yours. You don't have to jump through any hoops or click on advertising or anything like that. You just go and download as many episodes of Free Talk Live as you like. They're all free at freetalklive.com. They go all the way back to late 2006. So enjoy that. Again, freetalklive.com. Coming up January 25th and 26th, the North American Bitcoin Conference, or NABC. It's happening in Miami. You can go to btcmiami.com. Of course, you can pay for your tickets in Bitcoin. But you've heard a lot about Bitcoin on Free Talk Live. This is your chance to meet some of the big players in Bitcoin, like BitPay's Tony Gallippi, Roger Ver, who is also known as Bitcoin Jesus, Jeffrey Tucker from Liberty.me, Jason King of Sean's Outpost, and even Charlie Lee, the creator of the Litecoin, is going to be in attendance, amongst probably hundreds of other individuals. More than 500 Bitcoin community members are expected to be converging on Miami for this direction-setting conference. And so if you want to be on the inside of the the inside track of Bitcoin, this is the place to be. And even if you're brand new, maybe you're a business owner, you've been thinking about accepting Bitcoin, but you're a little bit confused, you're not really sure how to go about doing that, BitPay is going to be sponsoring merchant workshops where if you are a merchant, you can learn how to accept Bitcoins for free. So you don't even have to be an attendee of the conference to go to these workshops. Go to btcmiami.com to get your tickets. Again, it's January 25th and 26th, so that's coming up. That's just over 2 weeks away here at the North American Bitcoin Conference in Miami, btcmiami.com. Before we continue here with your calls and thoughts, we've been talking about parenting and specifically in the realm of, because I'm not a parent and neither of the two are the two of you.
Nope.
But, as was pointed out by Allie, everybody's got an opinion, and there's plenty of parents who are going to disagree on the question of cursing. When it comes to cursing around your kids, or in the case of the story that you brought in tonight, Allie, actually encouraging a child to curse, as some parents have done in Omaha, Nebraska. They recorded it, it ended up on YouTube, and now the police department has posted this video. The Child Protective Services has come in and taken the child, and also taken the mother, who, because she's teenage age, they've taken her
16,
into custody
right.
as well. So we can continue. You're welcome to comment, 855-450-4255. Free as we continue here. Want to welcome our newest radio affiliate, and it's technically two stations in Flagstaff, Arizona, KVNA 600 AM and 104.7 FM, the voice of Northern Arizona. They are on board for weeknights with Free Talk Live. They started on Monday, and so it's official. Welcome aboard to all of our new listeners in Flagstaff. You are listening a little later. If you're listening in Flagstaff, you're not listening to the show live. So if you want to interact with Free Talk Live, just make a note and call the show during our live hours, which are 7 to 10 at night Eastern time. And so when you call during the live show, then listen later, you should be able to hear yourself there in Flagstaff. So welcome aboard. It's a different kind of show, as you might have noticed. This isn't your cookie-cutter, conserva-clone talk show here. You really can call in about anything that you want. And we love freedom on Free Talk Live. So again, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Mike. He's in Denver. And Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
How y'all doing?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
You guys are having a great show today. It's an interesting topic. And, you know, I couldn't agree with the Protective Child Services taking that kid away more. I mean, I think that was
what?
The right move.
Why?
First it's cussing, and then after that, what's next? Mutilating animals in the yard. You know, my friend Chris Barr, this guy is a big-time cusser. And in my experience, the more somebody cusses, the more ignorant they are, like my friend Chris Barr.
So, well, I notice you keep using this person's name, so we don't know if you actually are friends with this man. You may just be calling to badmouth somebody. I don't know if that's the case.
Oh, no, this might be
Chris Barr.
But you can't be serious, Mike. I mean, you think that children should be taken from parents for cursing. I don't believe you. Sorry about that. See you later. So 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733.
Well, I think it says a lot that he seemed very emotional in his call. It led to profanity on his part, and it says something that people have emotional reaction to seeing children using profanity, and whatever it takes, if it means the state taking them, whatever that might lead to, let's do it, because they're in a bad situation.
Well, I don't believe that he actually believed that. I question the entire validity of that particular phone call. So there you go. 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. Terrorism charges could be facing some protesters who unveiled a banner. Now, have both of you seen The Hunger Games?
Yes.
No.
Okay, so The Hunger Games, there's a particular logo called the Mockingjay in the movie, and it's just kind of prominently featured on the book covers, I believe. So even if you've seen the promotional materials for the film, you've probably seen this logo.
Yes.
And so what happened was there was some, as I said, some protesters, TheGuardian.com reporting in Oklahoma, who are facing terrorism charges. Again, they were at apparently an oil and gas company's office. So they were on private property in Oklahoma. They are calling these charges outrageous and egregious, according to the lawyer representing them. Authorities have already collected about 100 reports, including witness statements, surveillance video, and other evidence to support the charges of terrorism hoax against the two protesters. Oklahoma City Police told The Guardian the charge, which carries a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison, has yet to be confirmed by the city's district attorney. If the charges do go ahead, it will be the first such use of Oklahoma's terrorism hoax statute in recent memory. But the application of anti-terror statutes to a peaceful protest by barely a dozen activists has already caused outrage. People concede that there were no injuries in the protest.
So, terrorism, and I always just go ahead and do a definition just to clarify what we're talking about. It's the use of violence and intimidation in the pursuit of political aims. So while it sounds like their aims are political, I don't think waving a flag from a popular movie with a symbol from a popular movie is somehow violence or intimidation.
No, no. But I haven't gotten to the reason why this is supposedly terrorism.
It makes me wonder, could there be a symbol which is like threatening or violent, which you could
be considered
wave
terrorism?
And say, you know,
what if it was a bomb?
Right.
Like, you know, it's kind of like a cartoon image of a bomb.
Yeah. I don't know.
No, that's not actually the excuse here. It's not the content of the wording or whatever, or the design of the banner. That's not it. I'll get to the detail here in a moment. So the application of terror anti-terror statutes is causing some outrage. According to the attorney, Douglas Parr, this is their attorney, he says, "I've seen some pretty egregious stuff in my day, but these kind of charges are just outrageous, and they are certainly the most egregious that I have seen," said Doug Parr. "There is no way, just no way, that the facts justify filing those charges." Mariah Stevenson, age 27, a waitress and graduate student, and Stefan Warner, 26, a youth pastor turned full-time organizer for the Great Plains Tar Sands Resistance, were part of a small group of about a dozen activists at a glass office tower housing Devon Energy in December. Now, Devon is based in Oklahoma. It's a leading player in oil and natural gas drilling and also has interests in the Alberta's tar sands and the Keystone XL pipeline. As the protests got underway, Stevenson and Warner broke off from the group and made their way to the second floor overlooking a large public atrium. We'll tell you what happened next in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 1-800-652-3709. That's 1-800-652-3709. When you call the National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you'll get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, the National Student Loan Relief Hotline can help you. You may also be able to cut your payments in half right away. The National Student Loan Relief Hotline can also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-652-3709. The National Student Loan Relief partner companies have helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-652-3709 for free information today. That's 1-800-652-3709.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze-Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Full body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything here toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We're going to talk more about the terrorism charges that may be facing some protesters. They didn't expect this, because all they did was unfurl a banner, but we'll tell you what happened after that. That supposedly was, at least what the police are calling, terrorism hoax. And they could face up to 10 years in prison as a result of that. So don't forget, you can also go to freetalklive.com. We've got live streams there on the site. You go to listen.freetalklive.com to access those. And also, you can get a list of our radio stations. Over 135 great stations, coast to coast, airing Free Talk Live. We just added like 5 new stations within the last week. It's been fantastic. It's been a great first 2 weeks of the year thus far. So you can go to listen.freetalklive.com to get a list of all of those great stations and when we're on and in what markets. Also, our satellite listening choices include free-to-air satellite radio, which allows you to listen to all the great LRN.FM shows, including Ali Show, ALP.
That's right.
Which airs on Saturday nights from 11 to 1. That's Eastern Time. And you can get all the great shows over at LRN by getting our satellite channel. You can get details on how to do that. Go to listen.freetalklive.com. Also, our webcams available and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen to Free Talk Live that way. Squarespace is constantly improving their platform. We've talked about Squarespace here as a solution for those of you who are looking to get a website. I know it's 2014, and if you don't yet have a website, you really, there's no excuse now. Squarespace will let you have one for free. You go to squarespace.com, you can sign up for their trial account, and you can get a website and get it online for free. Now, it's going to be one of those sites where it's not your own URL. If you want to have your own URL, you've got to pay for the hosting package. There's some other things that you're going to get when you buy their hosting package, which is all of $8 per month to have your own professional-looking, graphically pleasing website. These guys have some amazing templates that you can use. I mean, it's drag and drop. You drag and drop whatever content you want right from your desktop, easily rearrange the elements of the content within a page. You get hung up on something, there's 24/7 support available from New York City. It's all always there. Squarespace.com. Easily to, connect Twitter and Facebook and all the other social bookmarking sites to your site. Their templates are beautiful. They're well-designed, very clean, and they allow your content to be the focus of your website. So whether you're looking for a blog-style site or portfolio for some of your artwork or photographs, or maybe you just want an e-commerce site, you can do all of that with Squarespace, and it's just so easy. Go and get started for free. And when you're ready to upgrade to their account, where you know the actual hosting account, it's $8 per month. You can also get 10% off of that by using discount code FTL and the number 1. That's FTL1 to save 10% at squarespace.com. But right now, you can go to squarespace.com with no credit card information, just your email address, and get started and build your own website before you even buy the account. So again, nice. Squarespace.com. The Guardian reporting on some environmental protesters who showed up at the offices of a company in Oklahoma called Devon Energy. Now, again, this is private property, but please ask yourself, after I tell you what they did here in a moment to cause these, what may end up being terrorism charges. The district attorney is still deciding on this. The police want to bring terrorism charges against these folks in their mid-20s who broke away from the group of about a dozen protesters at the Devon Energy offices in the middle of December, and they went upstairs. They went to a second floor overlook, kind of a balcony area up on top of some stairs, and they were overlooking a large public atrium. Now, they say they had no intention of getting arrested. One of them said she had to study for finals. Her plan was to do something safe. They quickly unfurled their banner, a red sheet with a gold Mockingjay symbol and the words, "The odds are never in our favor." Now, these are references from the Hunger Games books and films. So the protesters, unfortunately, were quite dismayed when the glitter that they'd used on the banner became unstuck as they unfurled said banner and began drifting toward the floor. Do you see where this is going?
Yes.
They accidentally glitter bombed.
Yeah, essentially they're looking at terrorism charges for these young people because of an accidental glitter bomb.
Are people that intentionally glitter bomb, like, you, which is like when you have a handful of glitter, say, I've seen this done at, like, someone has a press, there's a press conference, and someone who you want to glitter bomb is up speaking, and you throw the glitter at them, and it's stuck on them forever. It's the herpes of craft supplies.
Are you? What were you asking about it, though?
Is that considered terrorism?
Well, sometimes it's assault, but they never arrest people because the politicians never want to look that bad that, oh, I had that person arrested for glitter bombing.
Well, because Vermin Supreme did it back in the 2012 election season.
He was glitter bombed or he glitter bombed?
No, he did a glitter bombing.
During a televised debate.
Who was it? Terry somebody or other? I forget. Randall Terry, I think it was?
Yes.
One of the other no-name Democrat candidates that he was at an independent debate with. And it was very hilarious when he did it. It is technically assault, but it is pretty funny.
I think Newt Gingrich got it like 3 or 4 times during the last political race there.
Were these by just regular people? Or?
Sure, because he had had some, I guess, anti-gay rights bills that he was working on. So he got targeted, and each time you never heard of the person getting arrested because they don't want to look that bad.
You know, I don't really feel bad for it for politicians. Like, normally I would feel like that's not cool if somebody just did that to an average person. But if you're doing it to a politician, especially a federal politician or somebody who wants to be a federal politician, I don't really see it as a bad thing.
Sure.
I feel less sorry for them just because of that bias. I just don't like politicians as much. But I do think that it is still assault or whatever it would be for an average person.
But would it be assault? Okay, so now you're saying it's assault if, like, Garrett got up and then, you know, threw
dump
some glitter on you. That
yeah.
would be pretty clearly assault. But what if Garrett was on the second story of a mall or something like that, and you're walking below, and he just throws some glitter out? Is that also an assault?
I don't know.
Does every little bit of glitter that lands on somebody who's down in the fountain area at the mall, is that, you know, are there 20 assault charges there?
You know, okay, so it's like the difference between when you go to Disney World and they have the fake snow falling on you. It's not, you can't, like,
sue
Disney.
That's not assault,
because
right.
It's not, but it's like, it's weird because that doesn't ruin your clothes and stuff. If it was paint, if you drop paint on someone and it ruins their clothes.
True.
But you're like, aha, it, you know, it's the kind of paint paint that just sinks into your clothes and disappears, then does it magically not become whatever the charge would be for ruining someone's attire?
I suppose silly string is a similar example, but usually that's just, you know, brushes off. Does it even go into clothing?
Right. It's a good question.
How often do people get charged with assault for a silly string attack?
I would say it would be assault with silly string if you spray it, let's say, a foot in front of someone's face.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you do it from a safe distance. I'd like to think that people can excuse that sort of thing in moderation.
I would like to think so, too, although I'm now curious to know how many people don't excuse it and how often do people actually end up getting into, you know, police-related charges because of silly stringings.
With all the bad things they say about the keen activists, we have not glitter bombed or silly strung any of the politicians that I'm aware of.
Yeah, that's true. They actually got it pretty easy here, all things considered. We just bring out video cameras and show the world how they really behave.
I definitely would feel really guilty if I was trying to do activism, and I wouldn't trespass on private property, so I wouldn't do what these activists were doing anyway. But, like,
well, now is it? Hold on. Now, it's not necessarily trespassing unless they've been asked to leave.
Oh, okay.
So right. This could have been a public office where customers or whoever are allowed to come in and talk to people.
Well, you know, even if I was in a courthouse, which is supposed to be public space, if I, like, ruined their carpet with glitter or something, you know, mm-hmm. anywhere I would feel... like, that's not how I wanted that to go. I don't think that they expected the glitter to fall all over the place.
No, they didn't.
But glitter,
so they claim.
Glitter kind of does that anyway, so I feel like this is not very smart of them to use glitter if they didn't expect it to kind of get all over the place.
I feel like we veered a bit from where terrorism comes in, because I was thinking, were people thinking there was anthrax or something being rained upon them, or what was the deal that makes it all of a sudden a terroristic threat?
Well, that's a good question, because according to the activists, the people down there, they didn't really care. I mean, that, their perspective of this was that this was no big deal until the police showed up. They continue with their statement here. After a few uneventful minutes, so they unfurled this banner and then the glitter starts falling. After a few minutes, the two activists took down their banner and then left the building, apologizing to the janitor who had come to hurry over with a broom. A few people, clutching their coffee cups, wandered around in the lobby below, according to Stevenson, but she didn't detect much of a response to the banner. There wasn't even that much mess, she said. The pair had just used four small tubes of glitter on their two banners. So we'll come back with more. The police get involved at some point here, and we'll share the rest of the story with you. 855-450-FREE. But apparently in the United States, this is terrorism. It's Free Talk Live.
First comes the gluttonous debauchery of the holiday season. Then New Year's, fad diets, starvation, expensive unused gym memberships. This year I took a product called Axia 30, and it really worked for me. It didn't give me the jitters like other diet products have given me in the past, and apparently it worked for other people too, because it helped men and women in a clinical study to lose, on average, 30 pounds in 12 weeks. That's combined with a hypocaloric diet. Obviously, we all want to look our best, but take advantage of new technology, special green tea extract, and Axia 30. You can try Axia 30 free today. Call 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. You only pay a small shipping charge, and Chamonix will rush Axia 30 to you. You see the incredible results everybody's talking about, or you don't pay. For your free trial, call now, 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hitting the hard issues as to whether or not glitter bombing is an assault. Does it matter how close you are to the person? That's what I say. If you throw glitter in somebody's face, I consider that to be an assault. But if you're up on a second floor just kind of dusting some glitter over a group of people, that doesn't seem as intense of an encounter to me, so I don't really feel like that rises to the same level. But you're welcome to share your thoughts. And do you think it's terrorism? Because that's what the young people in Oklahoma here, a couple of environmental activists, may be being charged with. The police are acquiring, they've got 100 reports. They are talking about filing terrorism hoax charges. Apparently the county attorney has not yet decided on whether or not to do this. Hopefully they won't do it, but they're certainly doing their best to intimidate these young people as it stands, essentially. And we're talking about two activists who unfurled a banner at a company is called, I forget what it is here, I'll pull it up here in a moment, Devon Energy, based in Oklahoma. They were at their offices, they went up on a second floor, there was like a balcony area, and they just kind of unfurled this banner. It was just supposed to be a protest. It wasn't supposed to essentially rain glitter on people. And they said it wasn't even that much glitter. They said they used four tubes on two of the banners, relatively small tubes. But nonetheless, some glitter did fall down, and nobody got freaked out, or at least according to the protesters, no one was freaked out. They said that everything was pretty much quiet until the police showed up. A lot of people, when they heard about it, they imagined buckets of glitter and being dumped on people, running, screaming, chaos and panic, said one of the activists. It wasn't chaos and panic at all. It was a pretty boring protest until the police showed up and decided to make a big deal of everything.
I don't think that the reaction would be chaos and panic, even if it was like huge buckets of glitter. I think people would be like, oh, pretty, what's going on? Did I win something? And then they would be like, this is kind of annoying because now I'm covered in glitter all day long.
Yeah, that would be annoying for sure, but it's certainly not terrorism, nor is it terrifying or scary.
Terrorism is a bit of a stretch, I would say.
So let me go on here. He says that, or excuse me, it was not how it was seen by Devon Energy or the Oklahoma City Police. According to the arrest report, Devon's security representative notified police of the protest and an unknown black powdery substance. The report said there seemed to be staging some sort of protest. There was fear the substance spilled out could have possibly been a hazardous material. Captain Dexter Nelson, an Oklahoma City police spokesman, went even further, saying the glitter had set off a panic. He said residents still carry the psychological scars of the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing.
Oh, okay.
Yes, there was one terrorist event, so all events must be judged under that shadow.
Yeah, everyone here is hearkening back to the Oklahoma bombing, where a man set off a truck full of explosives in front of a building and taken out an entire building and I don't know how many lives.
Yeah,
that's the same thing. Glitter bombing.
It sounds like this one security expert's opinion is what prompted these terrorism charges.
It certainly does. Well, again, the charges haven't been laid yet, but that is what the investigation is leaning towards. That is what some are pushing for in the state of Oklahoma. Now, he claims 169 people were killed in the Oklahoma City bombing, hundreds more injured. From the totality of the incident, when they unveiled the banners and this black powder went flying through the air, all of the people who saw it deemed that it had to be something dangerous or toxic and went into a panic, said Captain Nelson. From what I was told, people were running around and thinking that it was something dangerous.
Is there no footage of the event at all?
There is definitely footage, because I presume the activists had cameras, but definitely Dex, the energy company, has security footage. They do mention that there is footage in the story. So I guess we would know if people were running around. We won't know what they were thinking. You'd have to interview the people for that,
True.
And presumably the police have done that. Nelson said the protesters were covered in feces, a claim the protesters denied. Now, you've got to be pretty hardcore as a protester, right, to cover yourself in feces.
I don't even know what kind of point that would make. I don't think that would draw people to your cause.
They're trying to escape through the mud, maybe?
I really don't even understand why
anyone
would do
that. Sounds like they weren't set on escape, though. They're pretty compliant.
And what would the feces have to do with the oil company anyway? It wouldn't even make sense. Anyway, according to the report from Nelson, he says at least one of the individuals had feces on their clothing, and they were dressed alike. They looked like homeless people. They looked like some of our regular downtown transients.
Wow, I'm just shocked that this company is comfortable sounding like such jerks.
Now, that's the cop. That's Captain Dexter Nelson,
that's the cop, huh?
Of the Oklahoma City Police. He's the police spokesbureaucrat.
Okay.
So he's really doing his best to paint these protesters as the bad guy, right? Like, these are the lowlife. They look like scum. Homeless, transient protesters, poop-stained. You know? I mean, how much more can he drag these people through the dirt?
Is this how he imagines terrorists live?
Right.
They're poop-stained.
He says, there was at least one individual I saw. She had it on her pants and her shoes. Now, I'm not sure if he means the glitter or poop. Parr, who was at the tower that morning, was outraged. This is the attorney for the protesters. He says any comment that either one of those people was covered in feces is an absolute unmitigated lie.
Well, this is a good tactic, because now instead of defending the glitter,
now you have to prove you weren't covered in poop, right? Because now the police are saying this about you. Going on, in addition to terrorism hoax, Stevenson was charged with disorderly conduct, causing panic, and trespass. Now, in one part of this article, it says they're considering the terrorism hoax charges. And now here it's saying that they were charged with terrorism hoax. So maybe what's happening is the police charged them, but the district attorney's office is considering not going forward with those charges. So disorderly conduct, causing panic, trespass, and terrorism hoax. Warner, the other protester, was charged with trespassing and disorderly conduct. Two other protesters who had locked themselves to the doors of the building were also arrested, and they face trespassing charges. The final decision on the terrorism hoax prosecution does rest with the district attorney, and he was awaiting the full police report. So that's typical. So the police get to charge you with anything they want. District attorney can decide to continue with those charges or drop them at any time. So as of now, they have been charged with terrorism hoax. The idea of that being that I think the intention of terrorism hoax was that oh, well, if you build something that looks like a bomb, present it as a bomb, and, you know, act as though you're plotting to bomb or placing a bomb, that that is a terrorism hoax. It's not actual terrorism because it wasn't a real bomb. No one actually died, but you intended people to be scared anyway of the fact that they thought it was a bomb, so therefore hoax.
Well, RT.com defines terrorist hoax, which it's pulling from the same story. They define it as the willful conduct to simulate an act of terrorism, so it has to be willful. So, or does it
knowing that you were intending to simulate terrorism is
right.
What you're saying.
Yeah, I don't know if it means like, no, you can't like accidentally be looking like you're simulating a terrorist plot. I think it means like, is your intention
to
terrify people, right?
And their intention was to unfurl a banner.
Right.
So, well, the way the police state is designed, they've got all this money and funding to investigate everything as though it's the worst possible scenario every time.
Right.
So.
And even if they do back down on the terrorism charges, the cop's already gone on record saying these are feces-covered homeless people, and he's you know, impugned their reputation as much as he possibly could.
If you accidentally leave your backpack behind at a bus stop, are you simulating a terrorism act?
Good question. It wasn't that long ago here in Keene, New Hampshire, where a homeless man left a backpack full of beer out in the parking lot, in the parking garage behind the courthouse. Somebody saw it and reported it.
Freaked out.
And they shut down the entirety of the downtown area. They literally locked down over this. And then finally, you know, they brought the bomb squad in from Concord. They found out that this was just a backpack, and they ended up finding the dude. And the guy was like, I'm sorry, I didn't want to bring my beers into court. He had to go to court. And, you know, he knew that when he would go through their security that there
right.
probably would be some kind of issue with him bringing beers into the courtroom, or at least he thought that would happen. So he just figured he'd leave them outside.
I'm glad security is making us feel so much safer.
I doubt he got his beer back.
Well, thankfully, he didn't get charged, at least in that particular case, not that that I'd heard of. Let's go to Mark in St. George, Utah, listening to KZNU. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome.
I actually just wanted to comment about what you're talking about right now, which and just kind of bring up the fact that for about 15 or 20 years, the United States government has actually vigorously pursued and prosecuted people in the environmental activist, you know, circles. A lot of people have been specifically targeted. There's been some, albeit some serious property damage cases, the cases where nobody was killed, and some of those guys have ended up with essentially life or half-life sentences for the things that they've done. And just from my own personal experience, when I was an undergraduate in college, which was
Mark, I want to have you tell the story in detail if you want. Hang on. We'll bring you back here in hour number three so you have time for it. In moments, more with Mark. Your thoughts are welcome about what you want. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding, the year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Longevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.